107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. We need your signature. We'll tell you why. Joining us in studio with ShelterLink Youth Services, we have Kate Trudeau here. Kate, it's wonderful to see you.
Nice to see you too. Good morning.
So, Kate, we're talking signatures here. We need signatures for something quite important, connected, if you will, with ShelterLink Youth Services. What's going on here?
Yes, absolutely. So, we're asking that the federal government proclaim November 17th as National Youth Homelessness Awareness Day.
Okay, now this is something, is this fair to say this is something that you have spearheaded, is that right?
Yeah, ShelterLink has started that because we feel that it's important nationwide that we recognize this day to provide a critical platform to raise public awareness, reduce the stigma, and advance meaningful conversations on the solutions needed to ensure all young people in Canada have a safe and secure home.
Okay, so we're asking for signatures. So again, we have a fairly short time span to get these signatures and get them out. Is that fair to say?
Yes, we've been collecting them over the Thanksgiving long weekend, and we have today and tomorrow left. So if folks are interested, please come down to ShelterLink Youth Services. We're located at 130 Yonge Street on the hospital grounds.
Right.
And just look for parking lot F, just off of St. Vincent.
Okay, and that's the best place. Are there any other locations or any pop-up things, or best to just drop by ShelterLink?
Best to drop by ShelterLink. We can't get electronic signatures. They need to be physical signatures. So
okay.
Folks need to come on down and sign it if they want to support this cause.
Okay, very good. Again, it's with ShelterLink Youth Services. It's been a busy time. So again, if you can, add your signature to this list, and where we can make National Youth Homeless Awareness Day for November 17th. And what would that all entail in terms of obviously raising awareness, but what do you hope to see with something like this for November 17th each year, if you will?
Yeah, I think it's important that we distinguish youth homelessness from adult homelessness. And so I think this helps raise awareness. And we have some important stats that we wanted to share with folks.
Sure.
One in five Canadians experiencing homelessness are youth between the ages of 13 and 24. 40% of homeless youth first experienced homelessness before the age of 16. And nearly half of those that are chronically homeless as adults first experienced homelessness before the age of 25. And so as we're talking about homelessness and what we can do, you know, to kind of solve that, we need to look at prevention and looking at getting to young people before they enter that system and become chronically homeless.
Mm-hmm. And there's been a lot of discussion locally about homelessness, shelters, that sort of thing. So this is where ShelterLink Youth Services, you're providing a shelter, but the idea of making sure that maybe if they don't need a shelter, sort of preventative measures, if you will.
Yes, absolutely. We're really wanting to focus on prevention. We don't necessarily want to grow, you know, the crisis system, if you will. We want to get to young people before the crisis occurs. And same with adult homelessness, right? If we're looking at a prevention model, then we want to get to youth before they end up in that homelessness adult system.
Okay, so again, add your signature to the list and to create National Youth Homeless Awareness Day, and you're hoping for November 17th as the date.
You know, we're trying. Yeah, yeah.
So you can sign your name, if you will, either today or tomorrow. We should stress that time is limited on this.
Please, yes. We hope to get it into MP Nader's office, who's been super supportive of this, by 3 p.m. tomorrow. So
okay.
Please come on down and support this.
As we say, with lots of discussion around homelessness, here's where you can add your voice or your signature, if you will, for something like this. And of course, Kate, okay, before we let you go, it's been a busy summer, as we're certainly heading into fall and the cooler weather. We think ahead to coldest night of the year.
Coldest night of the year. Yeah, that's going to be coming up shortly. And so we're already kind of preparing and registering and getting all of that set up. And hopefully we can be back and create a splash with that too.
For sure. That'll be coming up, of course, in the new year as we get to closer to that date. But in the meantime, put your signature down, sign your name for National Youth Homeless Awareness Day for November 17th. You've got today and tomorrow. Let's remind folks again the location for ShelterLink, because that's where they have to drop by.
130 Yonge Street, so hospital grounds just off St. Vincent. Look for parking lot F.
Okay, is there a specific hour times in terms of the generally 9 to 5 kind of thing?
Ideally, we're collecting signatures daily from 10 to 3, but we're a 24/7 service, so if you need to pop by after, the staff are ready and willing to collect signatures at any time.
Okay, so just ring the buzzer there. Kate Trudeau with ShelterLink Youth Services. Again, Kate, thanks for this, and thanks for all that you do with ShelterLink Youth Services.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.